Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 19, 2022. When the Creator speaks to you. Question: they say that if you talk with the Creator, it is fine, but if the Creator talks to you, then you should go to the doctor. Is there such a thing that the Creator is talking to you? Do you hear some kind of voice? Answer: that is true. Both things take place in Kabbalah. However, the voice of the Creator is not a voice, but a feeling that you receive some external impact. Question: to what extent can a person clearly claim that this is the way things are? Is there a way to verify that you are not in some kind of illusion? Answer: there is no way to verify it. It depends only on how correctly a person depicts a common connection with the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 23, 2022. Education is first of all. Question: suppose a person has a tendency to steal. What action should be taken against him? Answer: correction. Everyone steals. Everyone. Neither you nor I can vouch for ourselves either. It depends on where, how, what, consciously, unconsciously, or perhaps he was framed somehow. You cannot allow a person to be around such things that he can steal. We must protect him from such actions. It all depends on the level of his education. Of course, if I have a natural tendency to steal, then I cannot just be allowed to do certain things. We must learn to measure the degree of correction of a person, and for this we need to see him and include him in us. It is not simple. Nobody has been able to do this yet. That is why everyone steals. Question: how can we do this in a Kabbalistic society? Answer: everything is based on completely different principles in a Kabbalistic society. As Balhar Sulam writes in the book The Writings of the Last Generation, everyone receives as much as he or she is entitled to according to the amounts that society determines in accordance with the personal and family needs of a person. Therefore, one does not need to steal. There is nowhere to steal from, and no need to do so. A person is constantly in a state of being influenced by the correct environment, and systematically undergoes training by improving on one's own and attending improvement courses. If we begin to gradually curtail our economy, close enterprises not by directive, but according to our education, and send people to classes, then the crisis would calm down and there would be no overproduction. First you need to invest everything in education. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Ideal Punishment, October 5, 2013. Hello to the Hedgehog comment. There was a storyteller named Sergei Kozlov. He wrote the fairy tale Hedgehog in the Fog, from which an animated film by Ari Norshtin was made. It is considered to be one of the best animations of all times. There are lines like, "Today also the hedgehog said to the bear cub, 'How good it is that we have each other.' The bear cub nodded. 'Just imagine I'm not here. You're sitting alone and there's no one to talk to. Where are you?' 'I'm nowhere.' 'It doesn't happen that way,' said the bear. 'I'll turn everything upside down, and you'll be found. I'm not here. I'm nowhere.' 'Then I'll run out into the field,' said the bear cub, 'and shout, E-E-E-J-O-O-O-G. And you will hear and shout, B-E-E-R. "No," said the hedgehog. "I'm not even a bit anywhere. Do you understand? Why are you bothering me?" The bear cub said angrily. "If you're nowhere, then I'm nowhere. Understand?" Question: see, on the one hand, if you are nowhere, then I am nowhere. It is said, as if in a friendly way. How can I be without a friend? On the other hand, there is some depth there. Tell me, what does it mean for you, if you are nowhere, then I am nowhere? Answer: if a person does not find another in whom he can see himself, then he will not find himself. So, in whom will he see himself? We see ourselves in others. Therefore, I need others so that I can see myself, my face, my character, and my qualities. This is the only way I discover myself, by looking at others. And so it turns out that if there is no you, then there is no me. Question: and in the perception of reality, if I am not there, then there is nothing. What does there is nothing mean? The world exists. Answer: but this is what Constantin Balmont wrote: while I live, the universe shines. If I die, it will die with me. Question: but how does one understand that if I am not there and everything that is configured, this world, all these people, that all this also disappears? Answer: it is all in me. If I don't feel the other, in actual fact the other, outside of myself, if I don't feel myself in him, then I don't feel the world at all. Question: so I always have to see myself through someone? Answer: through someone, yes. Question: and why do we see ourselves so ugly now? Answer: because we close ourselves, we lock ourselves, we limit ourselves, and we don't want to see anyone but ourselves. Meaning: I see mirrors around me, mirrors, solely mirrors. And I see only my single snout in them, such a perverted one with all sorts of grimaces and frowns. And I don't see anything other than that. This is my world. Question: so if I don't let anyone in, and I don't go anywhere myself, then am I scary? Is this then my world, my ego? Am I alone? Answer: I see myself. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 7, 2022.